Episode 136.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about that terrible thing that we all deal with, procrastination. And we look at whether or not fear has something to do with why you're procrastinating. I know it sometimes has something to do with me. We'll talk about that and my best solution for customer support in your online business. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, Your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how's everyone doing today? My name is Mark Mason, and I am your host coming to you from Dallas, Texas. This is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, where we talk all about how to build your online business late at night after the kids go to bed on the side, and we're having a great time doing that. How have you been? It's great to be here this week, and I am excited to tell you about all the things that are going on in the internet marketing space, at least the little space that surrounds my life here at Late Night Internet Marketing, and talk a little bit about what's going on in your space, whatever you're working on with your online business. And before we get into all the exciting details, I wanted to let you know that there's still a few days left, actually, at the time I'm recording this, 5 or 6 days left to sign up for the product creation masterclass that's being offered by ConvertKit. As we discussed last week, this is an absolutely free 4-week training class where they're going to talk all about how to create what might be your very first information product online that you can build using some readily available tools. And all of those tools that are needed to do that, at least it's my understanding, will have free trials available. So you can go through this and build all of the stuff that you need to sell a product and actually get that product live and working and for sale on the internet before you have to spend any kind of money on tools. And the tools that I'm talking about are things like an autoresponder and maybe a platform like Teachable that are either relatively inexpensive, or you might even already have. For example, I already have, obviously, an autoresponder, and maybe you do too. You won't even need to do anything there. So I think this is going to be really exciting, and you can check that out over at latenightim.com/PCM for Product Creation Masterclass, and I want to encourage you to do that. If you're wondering whether or not you even know what product you would create, it's also my understanding that part of the class, the very first part of the class, is going to be dedicated to helping you decide that, deciding exactly what to create and what your audience might want. So if you've always thought about doing this and maybe you've been procrastinating, which is something we're going to talk about later in this episode, this could be the chance that you have to actually get over that hump and get your first product created. Again, that's latenightim.com/PCM. And that's absolutely free 4-week class. Now, to help people along with this, as I mentioned last week, I'll also be posting a daily thought about the training that day in the Facebook group at latenightim.com/FB group. And we'll be talking all about how we're all progressing through the class. So I encourage you, if you do sign up for the Product Creation Masterclass, or heck, even if you don't and you just want to hear about how it's going, go on over to the Facebook group at latenightim.com/FB group and join the conversation. It's going to be really cool. We're going to have a lot of fun doing that. I'm really looking forward to the start of that next week. That class begins April 24th. So I hope to see you there.
It's time for your late night tech tip. Tools, tips, and tricks for your internet business.
So as you know, I've been working on this e-commerce site and it's been very exciting. I have made a tremendous amount of progress and I'm really starting to get to the point where we're going to find out whether or not this is viable for Mark Mason or not. So I selected a niche, and in that niche, I identified several relatively inexpensive products that I could advertise on Facebook and try and sell. And the idea is to sell these on Facebook at a price that is more than the price that it cost me to buy the product in China and ship it directly to the customer. So this is a drop shipping model. It's been very interesting. Training has been very good from these guys over at 100K Factory. And I was able to sell my first couple of products by running just a few dollars of Facebook ads to test out some products and see their viability. Well, now it's time to scale that testing. And so right now at this very moment, I have 10, actually 12 total ads running in Facebook that are specific to 12 different products. And in general, they target 12 different Facebook audiences. And so what that means is the people who you get to identify who sees your ad, that's the target audience for your ads. And I've selected those based on sort of a research technique that's offered in the training for this class, but also based on my gut feeling. So if I'm selling coffee mugs, you know, for example, I'm targeting those at groups of people that might be coffee drinkers. For example, maybe fans of the Starbucks fan page, for example. So if you're wanting to sell coffee mugs with a picture of Elvis on them, then you might look at the overlap between the audience that is a fan of Starbucks and the audience that's a fan of Elvis Presley to try and identify people that are more likely to be interested in your product, which could be an Elvis coffee mug. So that's kind of the idea. So this can change from product to product. There's art involved in this, you know, kind of a gut feeling about who's going to be responsive to your ad, as well as science. You can also target based on demographics. Currently, I'm targeting mostly the U.S. You can also target based on age and things like that. And so there's lots of different ways you can identify your niche audience on Facebook, which has over a billion people on it, so that the efficiency of your ad delivery is high enough so that the cost you pay for the ads is low enough to make all this kind of stuff work out. So I've been working on that. And in the process of working on that, of course, one of the things you've got to do is be prepared for the customer service that comes with e-commerce. And as a matter of fact, in that one order, I already had my first very simple customer service related call. And it wasn't actually a call. It was an email from a form on the website, but you get the idea. The person wanted to know what the status of their order was. Now, normally in this process, Shopify is going to be all set up and automated to automatically ship customers sort of drip content that says, hey, your package has shipped and here's where it is. And, you know, it's still coming and all that, to kind of hold down these customer service calls. But in this case, I haven't set all this up. And basically what I did was I took the customer's money and then went quiet for a while. So they emailed me and said, hey, where's my product? Now, in this model with these impulse buys off of Facebook, shipping is coming from China. So it takes a little bit longer than something like Amazon Prime. That's usually absolutely fine because this is not a product that the customer was looking for to begin with. This was an Elvis coffee mug that they didn't even know that they needed before the ad showed up on Facebook. And so the fact that it takes up to 2 weeks or maybe even a little longer in some cases to get there is usually not a problem, especially if you can tell the customer when it's going to arrive. So all of this to say, there's an advantage, I think, to having a pretty robust technical support solution. And the solution that I am using for this is the same solution that I use for late night internet marketing, which is Help Scout. So that's the tech tip for today, that if you're doing any kind of email customer service, I've tried several of these help desk type based programs. I really like Help Scout over and above some of the more interesting, well, not more interesting, some of the more common expensive solutions that are out there like Zendesk. And I prefer it over the free solutions that are out there like OS Ticket because it's beautiful and it just works great. And let me give you a little bit of a flavor of what this thing looks like and how easy it is to install. So the solution that I landed on again is Help Scout. And Help Scout is free for sort of the normal kind of use that you and I might want to use. If you're not needing multiple mailboxes and you don't need some of the advanced features of a help desk tracking system that you would use if you were a large company, you can probably use Help Scout over at helpscout.net absolutely for free. And that's what I've been doing with latenightinternetmarketing.com for quite some time. And if you want to see how what Help Scout looks like or how it looks like from a customer point of view, you can send me an email to support@latenightim.com and you will, that email will go into Help Scout. It's very simply, your email gets forwarded into Help Scout and Help Scout handles the rest. And what you'll see when you do that is you get a nice autoresponder message that says, hey, I just want to let you know I got your email and we're working on it. And so what happens for me is I get a notification in my inbox or on my iPhone or on my Apple Watch that there's a new ticket, depending on the configuration that you want. And I can answer that ticket and I can close it or reply it or assign it to a virtual assistant or whatever it is that I want to do with the ticket. So it's really nice. You can track those tickets and you can get a sense of what's going on. And then they're archived once you close them. So it's a really, really nice solution for you if you're wanting to have some kind of level of customer support. And it's very simple to use. Again, you just forward support@yourdomain.com or whatever you choose to use. Some people use help, for example. You just forward that in to the Help Scout system and it takes care of the rest. Now, here are a couple of pro tips. One is, you can set up Help Scout with a little bit of advanced configuration. And I only say it's advanced configuration because you have to edit your DNS a little bit. And it's really simple to do. They give very specific instructions on how to do this. But you can do this such that when you reply from Help Scout, the email looks like it's coming from latenightim.com or whatever your domain is, rather than from some Help Scout domain. So that's really clean and professional looking and easy to do by setting some simple records in your domain name server. You can sort all this out and that works really great. The instructions on the Help Scout website are very simple about how to set these special spam prevention records like SPF records and DKIM records and DMARC records to make sure that your email is deliverable when Help Scout is masquerading as your domain. You have to essentially tell the internet that you've given Help Scout permission to do that. And when you do that, it looks really slick. And again, if you want to check it out, email me at support and I will respond. And you can see what all that looks like and kind of test Help Scout out for yourself. A second pro tip that I'd offer you is it's also nice on e-commerce stores to offer phone support. And that can be kind of a bugger deal to have to deal with. So another pro tip I'll offer you is that on e-commerce stores, it can be important to have a phone number out there so that people feel like they trust that you really exist. Now, of course, as part-time marketers with a day job, we're not going to run the phone number out there. We're not going to put our cell phone number out there and have that ringing in the middle of the day. So you need some kind of service. There are two solutions that are incredibly popular. One is Grasshopper, which is a paid solution that costs around $12 a month for an 800 number. And then there's a very popular free solution, which is Google Voice. So a lot of you know that I have the late night internet marketing voicemail feedback hotline at 214-444-8655 that you can call at any time to leave me feedback about the show. But you can also use that kind of Google Voice phone number, which is how that is implemented, for customer service. Now, that phone number is a Google Voice phone number, and I'm using it to collect, as I mentioned, feedback for the show and handle other kinds of customer service-related issues. But for an e-commerce store, you can simply get a phone number like that from Google Voice, which is absolutely free, and set a voicemail on that line to say something like, hey, thank you for calling. Your call is very important. We're busy doing other stuff or helping other people or whatever you want to say there. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. Or for faster customer service, send us an email to support, which is what I prefer. And the cool thing is, if you set up Google Voice, you set all this up in Google Voice, you can set it up so that Google Voice will forward that voicemail file, the audio file, and in most cases, the transcript of that file, or at least their attempt to transcribe that file, directly into your help desk software over at Help Scout. So that's kind of a pro tip where you can extend Help Scout in order to make it work better with phone calls and that sort of support. You can also extend Help Scout to work with Shopify, where the customer's order history appears inside of Help Scout. They have a Shopify automation extension, an application inside of Help Scout that you can add to have Help Scout talk to Shopify. So for all of those reasons, I think Help Scout is absolutely a fantastic and probably the best solution, especially if you're getting started with e-commerce or doing any other kind of support. I really, really like the Help Scout tool. One more super cool tip for you. If you want more information about Help Scout and all the thinking around that, Cliff Ravenscraft and I did a whole episode on this, or most of an episode, talking about support ticket systems and his experience and my experience over at podcastanswerman.com/489. That's episode 489 of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show. You can go check that out and find lots more information about help ticket systems. Definitely recommend that you check that out.
It's time to get to work building your internet business. One night at a time. One night
at a time. All right, so the main segment today, I wanted to talk a little bit about this idea of procrastination and why we procrastinate. Now, I've talked about procrastination before in general on this show, but what I wanted to talk about today was a specific case on this e-commerce site. So when I was working through this stuff on this e-commerce site, of course, I had to build up a site, and I raced through all of that, did research on AliExpress, which is a China-based version of Amazon, and found products, identified a niche, and went through all of this stuff that I had to do in order to get that accomplished at blazing speed. And I'm going through this course with 10 other people I knew from another course, and we are going through it together. And those people went along through that with me, and I went through at least as fast as everyone else in that group because I was super confident about what to do. I mean, I've built hundreds of websites. I've done niche research over and over again throughout the years. I knew what was going on, and I blazed ahead. And even to the point where I set my first Facebook ad for my first product, I did that with relative ease, got that all knocked out. But then it came time to start trying to scale this to 10 or 15 products. And I started to really slow down and procrastinate a little bit. And I wondered what the deal was with that. Why was I running so slow? I was still making good forward progress, and I made a lot of progress over the last 6 weeks, but I felt myself hesitating and deciding to work on other stuff first. And I wondered, well, why am I doing this? I mean, obviously I'm very excited. And I think what it comes to is this idea of procrastination that is created by fear and uncertainty. And I think this is something that we as entrepreneurs can do all the time. We're not exactly sure exactly what to do or how to do it. And we're not as sure exactly what the outcome is going to be, or maybe what the consequences are going to be. And so we have fear and procrastination at times as a result of that situation. This is something new. We're not sure exactly what to do about it, so we procrastinate. And I think a lot of this comes down to fear that things won't work out. Even if you are outwardly saying that something is going to be awesome, in the back of your head, a lot of us at oftentimes will have this little voice that knows that this, you may fall flat on your face. Things might not work out. You may be worried that things are going to go badly. And I think, like all things, you know, it's important to recognize these procrastination tendencies, these limiting beliefs, these little voices in your head that you need to turn down the volume on occasionally. And fear that you will fail is definitely one that is ongoing. And one of the things that Jason Van Orden taught me a long time ago was, well, the simplest thing to do is to think about and actually really identify what's the worst thing that can happen if this thing does fail and things do go wrong. And for me, if I fail on these 10 Facebook ads, really the worst thing that can happen is I can waste $100. I mean, that's really the worst thing that can happen. Now, that's not great. I like $100 bills. I don't want to waste them, but it's not like I'm going to accidentally go to jail or something. I mean, this is just, you know, this is just a business experiment. And the worst thing that can happen is that I won't sell anything and all that ad money will be wasted. Now, the truth of the matter is, even in that case, I will have learned something. And probably even if I sell it at a loss, I will have sold something. So that probably means that I won't even lose the $100. I'll recoup some of that back in sales. So that's not even really the worst thing that could happen. A more likely outcome is I'll lose $50. So that's not that big a deal. The other thing is just this general fear of the unknown. You know, people, whenever they're doing something that they're not used to doing, or they just, it's an uncomfortable space. This is this idea of getting outside of your comfort zone. Sometimes you don't know exactly what to do or where to start. And in the case of this training, this Facebook ad placement stuff, there is science to it. And that's the procedure that they give you. They tell you in this training that I'm taking what to do, but there's also art to it. There's uncertainty. Like a lot of things in internet marketing, it depends on exactly what you're doing. And it's hard to say, it's hard to give a precise formula on exactly how to succeed. So it comes down to a skill that you may or may not have, or that you may need to learn. And that uncertainty, that fear of the unknown, can stop you from moving forward. And that's certainly the case in this class because of the targeting. The targeting is, again, this is one of those things that's a little bit art in addition to the science. And so I know that I was second guessing myself about targeting, and that was holding me back. And I bet you've had experiences that are similar to that too. And a fear that goes along with this that can sometimes cause procrastination is fear of things that are relatively uncomfortable. And whenever you get into new spaces, it's easy to be uncomfortable because in this case, I'm dealing with a Facebook ads manager. In the back of my mind, I know that if you make a serious mistake with Facebook, just like with AdWords or anything of that nature, you can get your account suspended. And so I'm just kind of, you know, I've got all this stuff going on in my mind, and it all makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm in a new space. I'm doing something new. The stakes for me are relatively high because I'm talking about it on the podcast. I want it to be successful so that you guys can learn from it, and so that I don't look silly, to be quite honest with you. And so that kind of fear of the uncomfortable is something that you have to deal with. And then I think there's just the fear of doing it wrong, right? I mean, there's this fear that, well, maybe I don't really understand how to do this and I'm just going to do it wrong. Whether it's starting your first WordPress website or building an information product using the Product Creation Masterclass that we talked about at the beginning of the episode, you'll encounter those fears where you're just worried about doing the thing wrong. So as we've gone through those, I've talked a little bit about what the fears are. And there's some obvious things that you can do, one of which I described, where you call these fears out. But I think that really is the key, the first key to overcoming procrastination that's fear-based, is to shine a light on the fear. Nobody likes light. The bad guys always operate in the dark. The monsters are always coming out in the dark. The thing that hides under your bed and scares you when you're a kid is always something that's scary in the dark. And these fears that create procrastination, they only exist because you haven't shined a light on them and really examined them for what they're worth. So in the case that we talked about regarding the fear of failure, we shined a light on that and said failure is not that big a deal. And I think if you do that in each and every case, if you take the time to identify what your fear is and actually illuminate it, then that is the first and best step that you will have to kind of own that fear and recognize that it's not that big a deal in almost every case. In almost every case, we're not talking about a life or death situation. We're just talking about something that we need to get past. And so owning it, calling it out, recognizing it, and shining a light on it, that's going to be one of your best defenses. Of course, you can also do things like make sure you have the right information. And for me, one of the things that I was able to do to move forward is do a little more research above and beyond what was given in the class and identify some more thinking about how to do this targeting that I was worried about for these Facebook ads. Once I shined some light on the fear, I was able to understand that one of my issues was lacking the needed information. I was able to go get that information. So a little more research can help you. I want to encourage you not to do that too aggressively, because that can turn into another form of procrastination. This endless study and research is not something that you want to do on a regular basis. You want to go ahead and push forward. But in my case, in this case, and perhaps in your case, it made me feel better to read a couple of articles that told me more about what people were doing that was working successfully with regard to Facebook ad targeting. Another thing that you can do is bite off small chunks. I mean, I felt a little overwhelmed by having to set up 12 ads in Facebook, but setting up the next one doesn't seem like that big a deal. So operating in small chunks, eating the elephant one bite at a time, that can be a really helpful way to push forward through what's holding you back, through these kind of fears that you may have that are causing procrastination. And the last thing that I want to offer you is support and accountability. And again, give you a call to action to come join us in the Facebook group over at latenightim.com/FB group. Because if you are having some kind of fear or uncertainty in your internet business, and you have people you can talk to about it and that can help encourage you, help allay your fears, maybe even hold you accountable a little bit for making progress in whatever it is that you're procrastinating, that accountability, that help that you can get from people can be really the biggest and most important thing. And in the case of this issue with me, with moving forward on these Facebook ads, that accountability came from the small mastermind group that I have that is different than the Green Room mastermind group that we usually talk about with Mike Stelzner and those guys, Pat and Leslie and all them. I have another mastermind group that's specifically for 100K that's made up of people that came from a previously awesome training class that I took And we realized that all of us were taking this 100K course and we formed that up that way. In any case, if you can identify accountability partners or people that you can just share your fears with, or maybe people that have had experienced your fears and can help you work through them, that can be a super huge advantage. So I hope that if you're procrastinating on something, and maybe you're procrastinating on creating your first information product, that you'll break that down into what those fears are, where they're coming from, and go and shine some light on them, identify them, and find some ways to work through them and make some progress in your business. All right, that wraps up another exciting and fantastic episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. At least, gosh, I think it's fantastic. I know that you may have a different opinion, but I just love it. Even if it's not absolutely perfect for you or perfect every episode, I'm having a blast talking to you, and I consider it a serious privilege to be in your ears once a week for 20 or 30 minutes. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week when I hope to tell you about the success or failure of my 12 Facebook ads. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right, that was fun. You know, I'm so distracted by something that happened yesterday. So I have all of my sites that are, you know, these little niche sites that I maintain on SiteGround. And I love SiteGround. And you guys can check them out at latenightim.com/SiteGround. Great, inexpensive WordPress hosting. I really love those guys. The tech support is great. But for things that are on a bigger load or that I'm more serious about making sure that the level of service is high, I use something called Linode, which is not managed hosting. In fact, this is probably something I need to change. It is a solution that it's a virtual cloud-based Linux solution, and it's a high-performance solution. And the performance is great. I have that in combination with Cloudflare and Max CDN and some caching, and it does, my site is just fine as a result of that. But somehow my credit card expired on that solution, and I got a new credit card. I didn't think anything of it, but it expired on the Linode and my site went down. And apparently they had sent me a ticket and I had ignored it because, I don't know, it went to a folder that I wasn't paying attention to. So I paid the ticket last night and yesterday, and they turned the site back on and now it's down. And I don't know what has changed or what the deal is, but I'm not able to get my site back up. So this has happened to me 4 or 5 times in the last 10 years where, you know, your site's down and people are calling you or emailing you or sending you tweets and the site is down. But now I'm up against it because I need to release this podcast and the site is down. So I've got to figure this out. So that's kind of stressful. So that's a little behind the scenes look at what's going on over at Late Night Internet Marketing. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Ciao.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you,
There's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.